Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
My wife was in a good mood. She was all trying to, you know, kiss up on me. I'm like,
not in the mood because of the Astro. They can't penetrate. They can't penetrate. They can't penetrate.
She came in, locked the door, and I said, not today.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
That punk is playing in my house.
All right, 904 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The No Nachos Show. That's what this is called right here. No Nachos. All right, where are you watching the game tonight? On your patio?
Yeah.
We're going to Damaris.
Do you want me to do it?
If anybody wants to come up and watch at Damaris on 18th Street, we're going
to
go over there.
How come y'all never go to the one on Shepherd?
Too much traffic? No, it doesn't have a bar. There's no bar there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This one has a bar.
And actually, this has a lot more space, and the bar is a nice little area.
Yeah. We're going to go there, and Friday, we're going to be at East River 9. It's a 4 o'clock game. They will be playing for sure on Friday. We will be there giving away Coors Lights on Friday at East River 9. You come watch the game. Make your tea time now, about 2 o'clock, maybe 1:30, whatever, and play, and then watch the game with us. And all during whatever game there is on, from 4 till about 7, we will be giving away Coors Lights at East River 9. So we want you to come on out there and watch the game there. That's a great way to start your weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Free Coors Lights?
Or look at J-Lo pictures.
No. See, that's art sending us J-Lo pictures. And you shouldn't do that because look at you. We've lost you for the whole show.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, we're done.
There should be, scientists should study J-Lo.
They should.
Science should study J-Lo and say, how has this happened? She's, how old is she now?
50-something.
Yeah, she's more than 50.
Yeah.
And then, this seems impossible. This seems impossible.
It does seem impossible.
And yet, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. By the way, the station's going to be at Wakefield Crowbar today from noon until 6:30. We weren't a part of that, so, okay. And that's nice, Todd, that you did tell us that about that. Now we're not a part of it, but
well,
okay.
You want to be at a bar at 7 a.m.?
Where are you giving away your... Okay.
Was Norm McDonald at Nick's place?
Are they going to open at
7
for us?
Yeah, even Nick's place doesn't open anymore. They're like, we can't do this.
No, he was like, it's all...
This makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, why you gotta... These girls shut up here. He was pretty good. We had, at Nick's place in the morning on a Friday, we had Louis C.K., we had Jim Jeffries, we had Patrice O'Neill, we've had Norm McDonald. Those are, I think Bill Burr was also at Nick's place too, yeah.
So the people at Wakefield Crowbar are going to miss you screaming at people to get them beers even though they don't want to drink? They're going to miss that from you this week because you did it last
week. Absolutely. You know how many buckets of beer I sold for them?
No, you did that last week when you were screaming at non-drinkers saying, hey, get yourself a beer. Beer.
Yeah.
But not this week.
Wait, are you giving away?
I'm doing that. I'm going to be doing that at East River 9.
East River 9 this time. So anyone out there,
enjoy that.
Even if you don't drink.
They're going to have the
hold on, you're doing
the benefit of that.
Where are you doing your Coors Light thing?
At East River 9.
East River 9.
On Friday.
You're missing a good show.
But I thought you said Yanni's. You just asking
people
to go
watch
with you?
No, we're just going tonight to Yanni's. That's all. We're not doing a beer thing tonight at Yanni's.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
who is we?
The people.
No, I think Martin's going to go. Justin's going to go. You can meet the limo guy tonight.
The DC's going.
The DC club is going to be there. The Diamond Club club
the
is going to be there.
The Diamond Club is going to be there.
Trust me, Martin ain't DC club, okay?
How about Justin?
Justin's a DC guy.
So if you if you want to meet some of the DC, go to Damaris tonight. And if you want John to yell at you to so you can get a free beer, see us at East River 9 on Friday.
If you want to be with the people, you go to Wakefield Crowbar.
If you want to be with
today, you want to be a man of the people.
You want to be
Connor
Beard. You're a man of the people. You're at Damaris tonight.
Wakefield Crowbar is the man of the people.
Yeah, Connor and Beard, and then the Killer Beast.
Man of the people. They don't get to sit in the DCs.
Everybody,
Michael Connor's never sat in the DC.
Everybody can sit in the DCs.
Not everyone. That's the whole point of the DC. It's not everyone can sit in there.
It's exclusionary.
It just takes money.
Think of it. It's exclusionary.
Not for you, though. Everyone can do it.
No, not for you, it doesn't. It doesn't take money for you.
The Masters. Anyone can go to the Masters.
Everyone can go to the Masters. Yeah. You can buy a ticket. Everyone.
Let's not say everyone, John.
Oh, no. What do you? Oh, you think that there are no?
I believe
there's no ethnicities at the Masters.
Well, we'll let them in now. What with the government stepping in and whatnot?
It's not our first choice.
Now, listen. There was a time. Okay, I'll give you that. But this is 2023.
What are you now? Get out of here! You ain't coming to the Masters.
There was a time, I would say the best times.
Some would say the only time. Telling me about my pronouns.
I don't even know what that means, pronouns.
People with pronouns can go. It just takes money. That's all it takes, right?
I just say things like Rick and them. That's my pronouns. Nim.
Them. Dems.
Nim. Rick and them. Who are they? Them.
Them. That's what they are.
Binary. Non-binary. What is that?
Binary. How about Pinary? That should be the name of a pie shop called Pinaries.
You guys, everybody can do it. It's America. You're free to do whatever you want.
Dell, can you go to the Diamond Club in the next home game?
Yeah, you can.
You're free to go.
It's not free. Only for John it's free. What John is saying is no one is going to ban you from the Diamond Club, but you have to certainly
Will they physically escort you out?
It takes something to get there.
It requires money.
That's right.
More than...
Or friends.
Yeah, or friends like
or
John
friends
has.
Like me.
Yeah. Yes. John, can you invite anyone? Like, I know you're
Who's your poorest friend?
You are.
I'm not your friend, by the way.
You're my friend.
If you find out someone's poor, do you immediately go, it's good seeing you. Take care. Thanks for listening to the show. Like, do you do a credit check when you meet friends to see, like...
No. I've got poor friends. I mean...
They're the worst, though. You don't want to hang out with them.
Probably not for long, but...
They won't be poor for long. They won't be friends for long.
Yeah, John's got a certain reputation to live up to. You can't be inviting your poor friends around.
No, that's not true. I have poor friends, and you know what? I love them.
You're friend of a Diamond Club of Diamond Club people. Are you allowed to invite someone poorer than you into the Diamond Club?
No, okay. I barely get invited myself. How am I going to invite somebody
else? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No,
you're at the lowest rung.
I'm on the low end. I'm one of the poor friends that they have.
And they keep you around because you're that funny man on the radio that makes them laugh.
What do I amuse you?
I think that's exactly what it is.
I'm a clown, like your father says.
Your friends are like those people back in like the 1800s who thought actors were like the worst of the worst. Like they thought entertainers were the worst. The riffraff. You're like one of the riffraff for them. Like these are men of industry, their own businesses. You're riffraff, and you entertain them like a jester.
Yes.
So they keep you around. I understand that.
Absolutely. That's why they keep me around.
You entertain them like a jester, so they keep you around.
And you are his.
Hey, say something funny. Hey, radio boy, say something funny.
I bring nothing to the table, quite frankly.
Except, I guess, a sense of humor. Yeah, I don't see it, but they might.
I guess, but I don't see it either. Unfortunately for me, they still say, hey, you want to go? Yeah.
So, no Diamond Club this week because the Astros are in Arlington.
But I don't get Diamond Club for the playoffs anyway.
Oh, okay. It does stop at some point.
There's a limit
to how much they like me.
Okay. But you can see John, a man about town, all week.
That's right.
Yeah. This is me now collection. Thanks for sending us art. I'm now looking at all the J-Lo pictures.
Why are you doing this?
I'm shopping for my wife for a nice nightgown or a...
Okay, stop already.
This thing right there. What about this? We can't get this?
Get it for your wife.
From the J-Lo
connection? Get it for your wife. Okay? I get my wife coffee. You can get your wife that. Okay?
Things that J-Lo's been wearing. These are very reasonably priced.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are, actually.
Lace panties, $22. Uh-huh. Brazilian, living in Lux.
$269?
No, this is 22.
That one over there to the right.
Yeah,
she's living in too, long silk robe.
Too bulky. Too much stuff.
That's too much stuff.
We're
going
trying
on.
To go. We're trying to.
He's getting
subtract.
Lace panties on the radio for his wife.
Well, I mean, considering his issues
I'm not
earlier.
Actually shopping? Am I? I'm just looking.
He's just looking.
About
you're not
shopping.
Buying anything. He's just looking.
Yeah.
Window
I'm
shopping.
I'm just shopping the J-Lo collection.
He's just these, tab. He's just tab shopping.
Things, oh, you wouldn't want Wendy to have that?
I would. I would.
You wouldn't want to have that?
That you mean those clothes?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah, obviously. That's
Yeah,
yeah. We don't
lack
refer
thereof.
We don't refer to women as that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh yeah, this isn't wouldn't be good to see
to
all the time
to get
for your wife.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
no.
Do you, what, I, it seems oh, like you're saying know. You want to get a cut out of J-Lo in the lingerie for your wife.
No, that's not.
Oh,
why would I ever do?
Seems
no.
If J-Lo had locked the door, things would be different.
No.
Could she have gotten you out of your Astros phone?
No, not if Fromber did that and had another error in the
field.
Get
out of here. Get out of here, J-Lo.
J-Lo, beat it.
I'm Astro sad. Yeah, sorry. Astros gave me low T.
Fromber.
Astros gave you low T. I can't
another
do
another error coming off
God,
the mound?
He can't fill
get
the position.
Get out, J-Lo.
J-Lo, leave me alone. Fromber can't fill this position.
Tucker's not hitting. Where's
he's the anti-hamper.
Beat it, J-Lo.
Bases loaded with no outs and no runs, and you want to do this? Stop touching me! Not today!
Get off of me!
Not today!
Diaz sucks! Can't believe I called for him!
You know
Dusty was right!
You know what doesn't suck? Allstate siding and windows.
No, they don't. In fact, one of the things that you will find is that when the weather really changes, whether it's really hot or really cold, that's the best way for you to discover whether or not you have leaky windows. Now, if you always have a constant source of dust in your home and you find it, you know, like you may have to dust every week, or maybe you see a bunch of dust accumulating every single week, well, then that probably means that you have a leaky window. That's one of the easiest, that's one of the worst culprits for not only dust to get into your home, but humidity, for your air conditioning to escape, and really inefficient cooling systems or heating systems. And that's what really brings your energy rates way up. And that's a problem. So why don't you look into energy efficiency? The best way to do that, brand new windows from Gulf Coast, AllstateWindowsandSiding.com. Go to AllstateWindowsandSiding.com. Take a look at their products. They're made in Texas for Texas weather. They're double pane. They're double strength. And the best part about it is it adds protection. It helps to reduce noise. But most importantly, it can reduce your energy bills up to 40%. 40% when you have brand new windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. And they do complete siding jobs as well with huge discounts on windows or siding when you mention ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It is my good friends over at AllstateWindowsandSiding.com. Give them a call today or check out the website for all of their products, AllstateWindowsandSiding.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
I want the ball. Give me the ball.
Houston is all systems go.
We love our Astros in Houston.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
We're proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great.
What's your
our outfield has plenty of money.
What's your Scherzer level of nervousness?
Not really.
No, be for real.
I'm serious. Now, last two outings in the postseason, he was lit up. So I'm not that worried about Scherzer. He hasn't pitched in a while. And the Astros take care of business against the best pitchers, period. Kenley Jansen? Whatever. Aroldis Chapman? Whatevs. The big lefty for the Red Sox.
Chris Sale.
Whatevs. We'll just crush him. We don't care. Okay. Oh, you got a big name? That's great. Okay. So what? We ain't scared. No. Hey, the Padres weren't scared of Scherzer last year. Put up 7 on him in the postseason. Padres put up 7 on the Mets on Scherzer. So,
I just don't want him finding some kind of magical. I don't want TV getting some magical storyline with Max Scherzer of old. I just don't want that to be the thing. I don't want to lose to. Do you see this hat I'm wearing? It's an Astros hat, and it's not, basically it's a, shows my confidence that the Astros are going to wreck Max Scherzer and the Rangers. But if they don't, I'm not going to stop anything from happening at my house this time because it will feel like an inevitable, 4-0 sweep potentially. If you go down, what are we looking at here with Justin Verlander's time off? Would you have the ability, would they possibly go to Verlander in 4? They very well could go Verlander 4 and skip Urquidy, right?
No. That's Thursday. That's 3 days rest. We're not doing that.
We could do that.
No, we're not doing that.
With older pitchers, it doesn't matter.
No, they're going Urquidy. They're not. No. Yes, it does matter more.
Just joking.
Yes. It matters that much more. And, oh, by the way, I think does he have like 1 or 2 starts and 3 days rest and he sucked? So we're not doing that. No, we're just not doing it. Urquidy is just fine. We'll be just fine with Urquidy. It's not going to be they're winning tonight, so it's not going to be a must-win situation, although it is pretty much must-win. By the way, we were wrong. David corrected us. The Rockets lost the first 2 at home and then won the next 3. Won the next 3, lost the next 1, and then won Game 7. So it wasn't 3-1. It was 3-2 Rockets. Then they lost the next 1 in Phoenix and won at home in Game 7. 713-780-3776. Now, you will remember Uncle Mike, remember the exhortation by him last year after they went down 2-1 to Philly?
Yeah, they said he was like...
It's emotional.
Yeah, they said that they had never seen that version of him and that it had a big impact on the team.
Yeah. Now, he's here this year. I don't know that he is. And let's not forget... I think the Astros are leading the league in team meetings this year. Remember when did Maldi call the first one?
Yeah, but I don't know, but they hadn't had that many team meetings, right? Just the Maldi one.
I think they've had a couple. They've had a couple team meetings. And then they worked stuff out. But here asked whether or not they needed a team meeting after these first 2 games. Here's Maldonado.
I think we know what we need to do. Actually, I don't think we really need a team meeting. I feel like last two games we played a really good game. Other than that tough first inning yesterday, I think pitching staff been doing a pretty good job on people getting on base. We got a couple of solo homers I think yesterday. Other than that, we haven't got the big hit. I think we, as a team, we feel pretty good, even though that we are down 2-0.
Yeah. Again, it's not like they got blown out. It's not like Arizona now going back home with getting blown out 10-0. They could have and actually should have won game 2. You had 1 bad inning, which was happened to be the first inning, but you fought it back. Yordan fought back, and Bregman fought back. But... other than, you're fine. This team is fine. It's not in a bad, bad place. And going there where you've got more confidence, it is going to be loud. But I'll tell you this, there will be Houstonians there. We show up at Globe Life.
20%?
It will be.
20 is a lot for a road playoff game.
That's a lot.
20% would be. How many do they? What about 48,000?
No. Life? It's about the same size as ours, I think.
42.
Rob Matwick almost copied. Yeah. Minute Maid exactly.
He was at Houston.
It's almost. Yeah, he's the one who built Minute Maid. Rob Matwick did.
What do you mean he built Minute Maid?
He was in charge of the entire process.
Yeah, but Tal Smith's the one who had that sweet train and the flagpole.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They didn't put that in.
Rob Matwick was...
If you're going to do it, Rob, do it all. Put a flagpole out there.
No, he didn't.
And a hill.
He didn't do it. Globe Life, we'll find out. But it's going to be in that neighborhood, in the same neighborhood.
Okay, so 20% is in a neighborhood of 8,000. That's a lot of Astros fans. I don't even know if there's that many. No, there can't be 8,000 fans. That'd be too much. Astros fans.
It's 40,300, which is almost identical to Minute Maid.
So 5,000 Astros fans? Is that still a ton? That still feels like
that's
a lot.
That's a lot. But we, listen, in that series, last month in that series, it seemed like it was way more than 5,000.
No, it was packed.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll show up there. We ain't scared to show up there. I don't know. I think there might be a little bit of postseason fatigue for Astro fans. I mean, it's stupid to say, but we've been there. We've done it. This is what we do every single year. You know, we don't have to make the big effort this year. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is what we do. Oh, somebody else will go.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know? No, we gotta show up there. I got some of my boys are going up there.
Are they?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're mushes. They've been to. Well,
then why are you letting them go?
Well, I know, and it's embarrassing.
I got to go play disc golf today. I didn't do it the first two games, and we lost. So today, TC Jester.
So how about you having?
I've done my part.
No, you haven't done your part.
I've done
so
my
far.
Part. Well, today I am.
Are you going to break some chains today?
I'm going to break some chains today. That's what we're calling
breaking chains.
Breaking chains, yeah.
Like
I invented that term.
No, that I heard that on Game of Thrones. Breaker of chains.
What?
Daenerys Targaryen was breaking chains before you were. You guys co-opted that from Game of Thrones.
Oh, and she played frisbee golf?
No, she was the breaker of chains. She freed all the slaves. Breaker of chains.
Oh, chains like that.
Like that.
We're talking about chains that you throw.
Lance is not doing anything nearly that important.
No, he's not.
Well, have you seen like hole four?
Okay.
No. Huge...
John, have you seen hole four at TC Chester?
Nope, have not seen it.
Disc golf?
Yeah, you have to go over the big chasm. It looks like a harder shot than it is. Let me explain.
No, don't.
If you basically aim for the tree line, you just have to have enough distance on it. You just throw it into the... the trees. If it gets there, you're going to be in good shape.
Look up the, like, you know, golf courses have maps? Is there a map for the TC Jester course?
Yes, download UDisc. Download UDisc app on your phone.
And it shows you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It shows you the entire course. It's basically golf. It's the same thing, only with
how insulted are you, John, when he does this?
It's the worst.
It's no different. It's a course. We've got pars. They're all par three, but... So all the holes are par three. We have 21 holes, so it's actually harder than golf.
Mm. Is it? It's harder than golf. Okay.
Hole number, what is that, John? Is it hole number 8 coming back, which is over 400 feet or 400 yards? I'm sorry. You guys do feet. We do yards.
No, we do yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do feet.
Oh, no, we do feet.
You do feet, right. Yeah.
We do feet. Yeah.
We do yards.
But we don't have illegal... clubs that we can hit further with, and
I'm sure
constantly change technology.
Is there a limit number of frisbees that you can?
Bunch of people who are petted up, a bunch of PED guys on your tour with white belts, themselves so full of steroids.
What
we're doing? Anti-steroids, alcohol, and some people. I have seen this in Colorado. Some people, believe it or not, smoke marijuana.
Dude, what?
When they play.
When you're playing
in your game?
When you're playing golf.
I have some guys do it in golf too.
That's the anti-ped though. Yeah.
When people watch you play golf or watch a disc golf tournament,
people watching me play?
I said tournament. Do they just stop their cars, pull over the side of the road and start doing this?
Nerds, nerds, nerds. No, no one says nerds. It's actually a great way to compete.
Do you have guys like Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds stopping their cars and going, nerds, nerds,
no.
Nerds?
Are they nerds as much as they're like outcasts?
See.
Hey, that's my
point. Oh, wow. Because like nerd culture is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty popular now.
And they're smart.
Yeah, video games, comic books, movies. Nerds have their time. Disc golf probably is a little bit below nerd.
Maybe far below.
Disc golfers aren't
there
cool.
There are. I will say in Colorado, it was amazingly stereotypical. It was like Jeff Spicoli in Fast Times. It was like, oh, my God. I can't believe everyone's smoking.
Yeah.
Long. They had the beanie caps
burnouts
on. Everyone's all tatted up. They got dogs with them while they're playing.
They go nerds, emo, and then frisbee golf.
No,
is that the tier?
We're way ahead of emo.
No, nerds are cooler. Emo, they have an aesthetic, and you know, popular music is very emo-ish.
So, would you say golf is elitist, Del? It is, right?
Sir, yeah,
if they take that better than everybody.
Top of the food chain, though.
Not elitist, being cool, but elitist, it's being elitist.
Yeah, elitist.
We're at the top of
but
the food chain.
But disc golf,
we're inclusive. Golf is exclusive. The place where you keep out women and people of color. We let everybody in. We're known for that. We didn't have to have the federal government come in and tell us you're going to get in trouble if you don't. We've been doing that. Mm. I'm sorry, Philo Brathwaite, or I think it's Brathwaite, the guy who sounds like Kevin Sumlin.
Yeah, he's your hero too.
I don't know a lot of the
so
names.
So is Tiger Woods mine. Tiger Woods is mine. I don't know if you heard.
He's not your hero.
Yeah, hero.
Your hero is Lucas Glover.
Xander Schauffele, whatever his name is.
Another man of color. He's a
your
little
hero.
Bit,
your
a
hero
bit.
Is Patrick Reed because he lives here.
No one likes Patrick Reed, from what I've been told.
You are my hero because you are going to talk about your patio.
Yeah, Texas Custom Patios. So how would it be? Just think of this. I really should. I think I'm going to put a before and after up on my social media again because I couldn't even believe it. I've had it since 2016, and I went out and I was out grilling and watching games. The weather was great. And I just took a second to really appreciate it because I haven't done it enough with that hot weather. I've got the two fans in there that we actually lowered the fans and put new fans in so I had better coverage of air. When it was warmer, I was still able to sit out there. But being able to experience life on an outdoor living space that is as nice as what they built, it's nice. It's not just some concrete that they pour with some wood posts up. It's not that at all. We're talking about columns with natural stone built around it, seating areas built inside the natural stone where you can sit down and watch the very best, you know, travertine or stamped concrete flooring, whatever you want. I had a channel drain put in for any water that comes in. Got a channel drain to take it back out. Outdoor, you've got the grill, cooktop, refrigerators out there, your big screen TV. Maybe you want two. It'll be designed the way you want it to be designed. And if you're like me and you say, I don't know what I'm doing, then they take the lead and they do an amazing job. They get the most out of your space. They add true value to your living experience. And maybe most importantly, your home becomes much more valuable. And it's a huge differentiator when it's time to sell that home as well. It's TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. Oh, it's you people.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Huh? From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds, running an outside zone on your intelligence, John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John laid out where the station he will be throughout the week as we watch Astros baseball, getting ready for the comeback. Well, next week, right in the middle between the Astros finishing off the Rangers and that little break before the World Series, got a chance to join Culture Map and Sports Map on October 25th for the tailgate, an all-out celebration of Houston sports and the fans who cheer them on. Savor tailgate-inspired bites from your favorite restaurants, including FM Kitchen, Cobos, the Waffle Bus, and many more. Plus, sip on signature drinks and enjoy game day activities and entertainment. A limited number of early bird tickets are on sale now at tailgate.culturemap.com. Tickets start at just $35 and include all food and drinks. Go to tailgate.culturemap.com to get your tickets today. That'll be next Wednesday, October 25th.
9:36 is our final segment before. We haven't even touched on Penn State and Ohio State. How about an 11 o'clock kick? How stupid is that?
It's a big noon kickoff. They want to maximize that. Well, they do Ohio State and Michigan at that time every year, too.
Penn State's got a shot.
That's almost a tradition, though.
Penn State's got a shot, by the way. We have Josh Pate on. We'll catch back up with Josh Pate tomorrow on college football. Also, five-star tomorrow for handicapping. But Penn State's got a pretty good offensive line. I think they'll control the – I think Penn State's got a chance to make that a little uncomfortable for Ohio State. I don't know if they'll win. I think they'll make it a little uncomfortable for Ohio State.
Yeah.
I think Michigan is clearly, to me, the best team in college football.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think it's Georgia.
I don't.
And with Brock Bowers out,
I don't know that they've
been
tested all that much.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, I mean.
But they've run through everybody.
But Yeah, that's fine. But yeah, are they? I mean, this is going to show you something. This game.
Georgia's been
and Penn
tested.
State's ready to win this game. I think.
Who's Georgia been tested by? Vandy.
Yeah, right.
Who else? They're not covering. I can tell you that.
No,
much.
They beat the snot out of Kentucky.
Yep.
Yeah.
When but that was after they had struggled
they
had, the week
they
before.
They were 0-5 against the spread before
that. They struggled
that.
The week before
right.
against a lesser opponent, too.
They were 0-5 against
I
the spread.
I don't think Georgia's the team. Georgia's lost so many players, it's catching up
I
to them.
I don't know.
I think Oregon's just got even though Oregon lost to Washington, I still think Oregon's got a shot. I don't feel like Texas is... Man, I just don't. The quarterback makes me so... I definitely don't feel like Oklahoma is a national championship caliber team. Their offensive line is not good. Although they played really well against Texas. I will give them that. They ran the ball well against Texas. I don't think it's a tough year. I think the best teams right now are Oregon, Washington, definitely Michigan. And then, I don't know, Oklahoma, Texas... Georgia, I guess Georgia. Is there another SEC team I'm missing? It's not LSU. It's not Alabama.
I'm going to tell you who's going to give Georgia some problems.
Who?
Is Missouri. Have you seen them play this year?
Missouri's rough.
Their wide receiver.
Is it Drinkwater?
Drinkwitz.
Eli Drinkwitz, yeah. He's going to play really well. They came back on Kentucky. Last week, I thought Kentucky had him, and then boom, they just fired back up on him.
Destroyed him. They got a wide receiver that's one of the top wide receivers in the country right now. He is playing. They're playing. They're pretty good. And so, and they go to Georgia in a few weeks, and we'll see whether or not Missouri can give them a go for it. Yeah, listen, Georgia's going to get there again. Is there any way that Milroe beats Georgia in the SEC championship game?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Once again, I still think Alabama's wasting their time with having him throw. I would throw him some, but I would turn him into a running quarterback with much more zone read, called reads. This is what he's best at. I get that, that's not the offense. I'm just telling you, if you want your best shot to win with Milroe, you need to have him on the move because this guy is an electric runner, and he is not an electric
passer.
I guess
if you're Alabama.
He can throw a deep ball. I'll give him that.
I guess if you're Alabama, you say, we can use the season to develop him. And hopefully he'll be better by the time we see Georgia in the SEC title game, which is still about 5 games away now. So they still have half a season to figure it out. And their defense is a vintage Alabama defense. So that defense is going to be good enough to suffer through his issues and still keep them in ball games. So I think that would be probably the plan. The long term, even this season, is to say, hey, hopefully he figures it out. By the time that early December game, he's going to be better. And I don't think you beat Georgia, which is the goal, by having a zone read quarterback. So I get it. I think their defense is good enough to let him figure it out.
What if he hadn't showed it all year? What if he hadn't showed it? Because they're not putting that on TV. What if you designed something to beat Georgia?
I don't think zone read is how you beat Georgia. You throw the ball down the field to beat Georgia.
You spread it out and throw it down the field.
Yeah, but that's not his
but
jam.
But you got well.
Well,
in the last few years, though, you didn't have any time to throw the ball down.
The one time,
we
saw C.J. Stroud eat them alive until his receivers got hurt. And Bryce Young, before Jameson Williams and John Metchie got hurt and they weren't available in the title game, they ran Georgia off the field throwing the football in the SEC title game. That's how you beat them.
You protect and throw the ball.
You just can't. You can't just line up and try to run it, even deceive them with zone
I think
zone
Michigan, this might be the year that they can run it a little bit on Georgia if they faced off again. They were embarrassed. They were embarrassed 2 years ago by Georgia, completely embarrassed. But I don't know. You got two really good running backs, a great right guard. You've got some veterans coming back. Georgia's not the same up front. Like I don't think it's Georgia. Is there a chance that Washington and Oregon are two of the top four teams in college football this year?
Based on
what you've seen?
It's possible, but they would have to play each other.
Oregon's already played.
Your team sucked ass this week.
We're talking about national title
contenders.
I just remember I watched them.
I'm like, what are y'all talking about, you dummies? Miami.
We're talking about national title contenders. Why is he bringing up Miami?
I just want to make sure you know
that
your team...
Well, because they played the national title contender.
North Carolina's not a national title contender. No, they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
I'm not...
They're not good enough defensively.
What's their record?
They're undefeated. They're not good enough defensively.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah, and they're actually, they got a pretty easy road to get to the championship game. They got to play Duke.
Are they beating Florida State in the title game?
Well, that's it. We'll see.
Well, or, okay, yeah. Or so Duke, I'm leaving. That's or disrespectful. Duke? I've been leaving FSU out. Is FSU is one of the four best teams.
He said, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, North Carolina's not great defensively. I don't know what happened the second half. They lit up the secondary. But Drake May, even my bias aside, he stunk in the first half. Did you watch that game? You watched the game. I said in the first half.
Okay.
Did you watch the first half,
then
Lance?
He figured it out. Yeah, I saw the first half.
Yeah, he wasn't good in the first half.
I watched the second half.
No, it was Miami tricking it off.
Yeah.
Miami tricked stuff off. It was a bad. What happened right before the half? That was Marcus Freeman. That was Notre Dame doing something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't great. Miami kind of tricked it off with their turnovers. Yeah.
Duke is at Florida State this week. We'll see if they give him a game. Utah at USC. Who's going to bounce back better? USC or Oregon? They got Washington State.
Oregon.
Washington State got their ass kicked by Arizona at home.
At home.
Yeah. I'll take Washington. Oregon to bounce back.
Who's Oregon had?
Washington State.
Washington State. But Utah and USC.
Well, does Utah have a quarterback? Is Cam Rising on a play?
No, but they can play defense.
True.
When is Cam Rising ever going to play?
Well, it turns out that the injury they talked about was worse than they let on, which that's what college coaches do. They never tell you what's really going on because, you know, he had been cleared to practice weeks ago.
Is he going
to
be they're already asking if he's a medical redshirt.
Tennessee is at Alabama. Midway through the game, the CBS crew, the afternoon, Gary Daniels.
Seventh year.
He says,
you think Cam Rising will want to stay for 7 years in Utah?
He might.
His seventh year if he stayed again.
Salt Lake City's not a bad place, right?
Midway through the game, Gary Danielson said, this is like the worst quarterback game we've seen. It's like this week one. How bad Joe Milton, the Aggies in Tennessee last week.
Oh, yeah.
It was awful.
Dude, Milton stunk last week.
And so did Max Johnson.
I don't know why. I do know why, but the hype over him doing a backflip and throwing 77 yards, and people are like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but Joe Milton is the best quarterback. And like this stupid hyperbole that happens on Twitter all the time.
If you can throw 77 yards and do a backflip.
Joe has played better than he did at Michigan. But watching the game last week, because I watched that one too, he's just not an accurate passer. He's just not. He's an intriguing player because he's very talented, but he's just not consistent.
Yeah.
He's hard to watch because he's so inconsistent. Max Johnson, you already know, is just kind of – he's just a guy
who's limited athletically. We know the deal.
Yeah,
Max Johnson.
I mean, he's just kind of a guy. It's not a big deal.
What?
Left-handed.
Lefty.
Left-handed. Looking limited.
Who leads the league NFL in passer rating as a lefty?
Yeah, but he's not athletic. Tua, that's why he's always getting caught and thrown around.
Well, and who's the Heisman Trophy front runner?
Michael Penix, another lefty?
Another guy who likes to stay in a pocket. Yeah. Get out and run, lefties. Noah Esiason statue.
And then the biggest game of the year. Will it be the greatest win in University of Houston history when they beat Texas this Saturday?
They had a win 60-40, I think it was, back in 1988, which a lot of people think was one of the greatest. But no one could see it on TV because they were on probation. Yeah. And it was like Johnny Jackson had three interceptions. It was... That's considered one of their greatest wins because they beat Texas.
So if no one sees it, it's bigger?
Yeah.
If no one sees it, how big can it be?
Well, this would be one of the most surprising wins.
No, I'm talking about his.
The greatest win is like when you win.
But that one, they weren't 23-point dogs.
No, this wouldn't be the greatest, but this would be one of the most surprising. This would be one of the most surprising
wins.
Would
it be bigger than when they beat Oklahoma?
This would be one of the biggest in program history.
Is it bigger than when they beat Oklahoma in NRG?
You got Southwest Conference Championship wins. You've got wins in the Cotton Bowl. Those are way bigger.
Well, I was at the Dana show last night, and people said if they win this game, it's the biggest ever.
But you always say everything is the biggest ever.
University of Houston people said this.
That's just recency bias. How can it be big if you're not even going to a bowl game?
Ever.
Ooh, that's slander. If they beat Texas, they're going to go to a bowl game.
Yeah, they'll go to a bowl game. They're 3-3.
They ain't beating Texas.
Okay, when Dana comes on next week, I'm going to say, oh, Lance said you weren't going to win. How about that?
I think that will be fine.
Well, Texas coming off a bye. Texas coming off a bye, angry.
They're a 23-point favorite for a reason.
Okay, you're a bad person, I think.
Well, we know that.
I don't think they match up very well against. I don't think the offensive line is going to match up well against Texas' defensive line. I think the interior is going to have a lot of trouble against Sweat and Murphy are going to be.
Sweat is.
Sweat and Murphy are going to be a problem.
You have to hope that Texas comes off the bye a little laggy and, you know, got to get the motor going. Maybe you start fast.
It'll after be a loss. They've had to sit and stir for 2 weeks now over this loss.
And it's a home game.
I don't,
maybe they're going to be depressed.
I don't point to Stark as a master time? Motivator. Sorry.
Is it going
to
be a home game?
For U of H, kind of.
If not, if you keep giving tickets to Texas people like you're trying to do.
Kind of, a little bit.
Stop giving away tickets to Texas people.
It's not going
to
help.
Time for me to talk.
Guess what John's calling Texas now?
TU.
Yeah, he's falling into the TU thing.
He's terrible.
No, it is TU.
You call him UT. They're the University of the State.
He's got no ties to A&M.
Look what he's doing.
I see him.
He's doing the horns down.
That's disrespectful. You can't do that on radio.
You're not Oklahoma.
I'm an Aggie. We're on the Aggie station. Okay, that carries the Dana Holgerson
weekly
show Tuesday mornings, 8:30.
Aggies don't care about Texas.
Well, you know, oh yeah,
Aggies don't care about Texas.
How about the Sark show? We got that? No,
nope.
Don't care about them. Those people. Okay, TU horns down.
Are you calling them Sips?
Oh my God! Listen to what John's saying, Longhorn fans.
Are you calling them Sips too?
Yeah, Sips. Yeah.
Well, let's zip our ass to a break. Let's go.
Let's go. How about Home Bank? I want to talk about them. They're good people there. Community Bank since 1908, celebrating 115 years this year. Business and personal banking solutions for nearly any need. And they got competitive rates. And if you want to hear about a competitive rate, how about this? A special CD rate going on right now, and it's not going to last long. They're not going to – you got to call or you got to get to a Home Bank office. Home Bank is offering an annual percentage yield of 5.45% on an 11-month CD, and the minimum balance is only $2,500. This is an outstanding rate. That's 5.45% APY on an 11-month CD. It's personalized attention to your needs and your financial goals. That's what they do. Local bankers with local knowledge, business, personal banking solution for nearly any need. And again, those competitive rates. River Oaks, Sugarland, Gulf Freeway, Clear Lake, Friendswood. They've got 42 locations, but five right here in the city, in the Houston area. Visit home24bank.com for more information or get to one of their locations. River Oaks, Sugarland, Gulf Freeway, Clear Lake, and Friendswood. Good for business, good for life. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
You hooked up with it. You decided to marry it. I told you I wasn't into it. You said it didn't matter.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird. All right. It's, we only got a few minutes here.
Make it good.
Here's the headline. An Arkansas man was caught getting busy with a stuffed animal inside his car. Do you feel like that's the correct place to get busy?
No.
No. A policeman in Arkansas spotted a suspicious car parked outside a commercial storage facility. And the guy was roughing up the dial. Do you feel like that stuffed animal maybe should have filed a lawsuit?
Was there
consent?
Well, your first question was, do you feel like that's the right place? Like, that's the question we should be asking. How about the fact that he's doing it with the stuffed animal?
Roughing up the doll? You just going to skip over that?
I just feel like the doll might have a case here.
I don't think that's the proper
animal.
Place to rough up the doll,
no.
As you said.
Yeah.
No, and if you're going to do stuffed animal stuff like that, yeah, take it into your home.
Let me ask you this. Which thieves did it better? Here's the headline. Florida thieves used tractor trailers to steal more than $1.6 million in alcohol from a U.S. distributor. Here's the next one. Police hunting thieves who stole $48,000 worth of portable toilets. Which would you rather have, porta potties or $1.6 million in alcohol?
Porta potties. Here's why. If they're clean, you can get multiple usages out of porta potties. You can sell them. You can rent them.
All the usage out of
but then it's gone.
1.6.
But then it's gone. You can rent, and you just keep making more money. Rent them out, more money. Rent them out, more money. Rent them out, more money.
Okay.
It's actually, that was a trick question. You thought everyone would say alcohol, but the real ones.
I'm still saying
the
alcohol.
The real ones pick porta potty.
I don't know. No. No. Give me $1.6 million in alcohol. They're better thieves, okay? Much better. A Florida man broke into a woman's house and sat on the couch. asked for water and something to smoke. Do you feel like she should have gotten him some water and something to smoke?
No.
No?
She's not there to serve him.
Well,
do you feel that she should have?
I kind of feel like, hey, what kind of host are you? I know you broke into the house, but what kind of host are you? If somebody is in your house sitting on your couch, don't you feel like you should feed or water them? Yeah, I do.
Well, there is the other alternative of pulling a gun on them and shooting them. So, if the least I could do is not feed you,
yeah,
then maybe I'm a great host, because the other option is killing you.
Right. But if killing aside, okay, I just feel like, you know what? Be a good host. That's all. Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
Men have been clutching themselves and their privates for, I don't know, how long you think that's been going on?
Since I was one.
An 11,000-year-old statue of a giant man holding himself was unearthed in Turkey. Here he is. He's got both hands on it. Yeah.
So this has been going on
quite a while, people.
So of all
ladies, just know
the progression of a species that could occur. This is one thing that hasn't been like weaned out of us.
No,
we continue to do this.
Of all the things that we've overcome, we're never, ever, ever.
It's instinctive.
It is instinctive.
It's instinctive. You ever seen a little infant just going to work? Just
yeah. Yeah.
He's not. He doesn't think about it.
No, it's just what happens.
Like dogs do certain things, you know. Cats do certain things. Right. It's instinctive.
Right.
Fish.
If people could lick themselves like dogs, what do you think would happen?
Salmon swim. I'm passing on that one. Salmon swimming upstream. There's certain things you do.
It's just what you do.
The instincts.
What's instinct? You know what else is instinctual with me? Coors Light. Do you think I'm going to drink any Coors Lights while I'm watching the game at Damaris tonight? Yes. The answer is yes. Do you think I'm giving away Coors Lights on Friday at East River 9 for whatever game starts at 4 o'clock and ends around 7? Yes. The answer is yes. So if you're looking for a great way to enjoy everything that you're doing, I don't care if there's a game on, there's no game on, I don't care if you're sitting around, I don't care if you're playing golf, whatever it is that you're doing, it's always better with a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Keep Texas chill, people. I know it's getting a little cooler, but you still got to keep it chill. Everybody wants and needs their own Coors Light. So when your buddies come over to the house, make sure that you've got cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Climb on, brother.
ESPN 97.5.com on the chase long.
On the chase long, on the chase long, on the chase long, all day long, on the chase long.
Bye, bitch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.